This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. It's day 18 on the Colorado River. And after yesterday's very long hike, it's a good day to take it easy. Our first stop after hitting the river is National Canyon, a gorgeous canyon on the Hualapai Reservation. And while everyone else heads up the canyon for about a 40-minute day hike, I find a ledge just to do yoga and listen to the canyon wrens. We stop again at Fern Glen Canyon. This is on the north side of the river. This is a spot our lead boatman, Paul, is interested in seeing, as he had last been there immediately after a flash flood, which had pretty well taken the ferns away. But it appears to have recovered nicely. What a beautiful, beautiful spot of greenery deep within the canyon walls. And there's a huge slump, office building-sized piece of rock, of muav, that has slid down at the foot of the canyon. And I climb up behind it to see if there's anything worth seeing there. And it's obvious others have been there before. A bit of a track, a huge sheltered spot where the rain does not fall. We make it to Stairway Canyon for lunch and on to camp to a site called Above Anvil. Vulcan's Anvil is a piece of lava rock, a piece of black basalt right in the middle of the river. It's about 3 or 4 stories tall, and it's just above Tomorrow's Thrill, Lava Falls. So we stopped in time to get an early pass through the high point of the trip. It's a great campsite. It gets late sun, and now that it's nearly the end of October, the days are shorter, the nights are cooler, and that late sun is well appreciated. And I pull out my river candle. It was about 30 pounds of wax at the beginning of the trip, with 3 cardboard tubes for wicks, and this thing has provided considerable entertainment and frustration as it burns pretty hot and big. It's a replacement, an alternative for a campfire, as we decided not to bring firewood on this trip. And once again, the river candle entertains and frustrates as it burns big and hot and makes a mess of one of Paul's wash buckets. Oh, I think he'll forgive me. We'll buy him a new one at the end of the trip. But yes, it just does not function as intended. I may share more on river candles another time. Looking forward to seeing you the day before the big one. This has been Eb Eberline for Arizona Trails.